Ladies and gentlemen, as I look at your faces, I do not believe that any of you was yet alive on that tumultuous occasion 50 years ago. This wonder child, the first of any great note that came to our shores to demonstrate that he was equal, at least, to the tremendous advance advertisement that appeared about him, which seemed incredible to us because we had never heard the like. And yet, I happen to know that there are at least 25 in the audience tonight who, like myself, the 26th, was present on that occasion. However, this would certainly not entitle me to appear as an interruption of the wonderful musical program that you're going to give me tonight, except that as it happened, when the enthusiasm grew and grew and the excitement became so tense that I suppose nothing like it was ever heard in New York since Jenny Lind's first appearance, and I assure you I was not present. At the end of the first act, Mr. Marcus Mayer, the manager of these concerts, came into my box and said, "Will you come onto the stage before the second part and give this boy a theme to improvise on?" That was to me a fascinating duty, and needless to say, I complied. And just about 2 days before I had performed at one of my concerts of the New York Symphony Society, a new suite for strings by Tchaikovsky. And I selected from it a little lilting dance theme, played it for him, and this earnest-eyed little boy in velvet coat and white collar and knickerbockers listened and then said, "Bitte noch einmal, please once again." So I played it for him. He slipped onto the stool. He couldn't reach the pedal in those days. They had some contrivance whereby the pedal could be moved by a higher one, which he manipulated with his little feet. And he began an improvisation of such remarkable musicianly feeling and understanding that we musicians, as well as the general audience, were simply a gap. That was possible at that age to have learned so much and to have been dowered by the muses to such an extent. The legend goes that one very lovely mother had brought her little boy, even younger than this wonder child, to the concert. And as he played and as the tumult grew and grew, this little boy turned to his mother and said, "Do you think if I practice hard, I could become a great pianist like that?" Well, the muses and Apollo did not happen to be present at his cradle when he was christened, but still he did very well because today he's president of the United States. Why should I continue to interrupt what is the great moment? Simply to express my personal joy that this dear friend and great musician has not only lived 50 years to celebrate his 50th anniversary, but has added in stature, in artistic importance to all that marvelous beginning of 50 years ago, and we hail him today not only as a great, great superlative pianist, as an earnest thinking artist, not a magician, but a marvelous musician, an honor to the country that he has chosen as his permanent residence. Mr. Joseph Hoffman.